and they dressed up as the wise men, and just the whole Christmas story. And we didn't have electricity, so we got the people to bring their kerosene lamps and Aladdin lamps, and that's the way we lighted it, some with candles. We didn't have a piano or anything in the school, but one of the directors had an organ. And after school, we'd go up and practice. He let us practice the songs, and that's the way they learned them, and they just sang them. And I was, the night that we had it, we had the whole community up there. It was just filled. And I was surprised that they came, because really I didn't know I could put together anything like that. But I loved it. And now we had spelling bees up there.
Where was this exactly?
This was at Staten School. This is up the Moco Road, up towards Moco. Moco's 10 miles north of here, and Staten is about 1 mile south of it.
Is it still in Fulton County?
Yes. And you had all grades, and I didn't know anything about teaching, but I had enough common sense to teach. And the little eighth grader, well, she was getting ready to come on into Salem the next year, helped me with the younger kids. I had a family that had three boys that were all the ages from 9 to 14, but they were children that couldn't learn. And all you could do with them, now that was three of them, all they came to school nearly every day. And they might have gotten something when you were telling stories or reading stories. And you could finally get them to print their name, but they were just going through school. It was pathetic. It was something that you really wanted to work with, but you didn't have the time because you were having classes for at least five grades. And when the eighth grader was through with her classes, and I had one in eighth grade and one in seventh grade, and really, they were, the seventh grader had an equivalent understanding of arithmetic and English that some high school students have today. But as I said, they were country kids and they studied, and what was in a book, they learned it. You didn't have to teach it to them. You just assigned them something and heard their lessons. But anyway, we'd have spelling bees and arithmetic, I guess the same things. Both, you know, they'd get up there and work arithmetic problems and see who could do the best, the fastest, and things like that. We'd have those on Friday afternoon. They liked that.
Well, you heard most of their lessons aloud then.
Oh, yes, you had to. You'd get up in one corner. You had a pot-bellied stove that you went up there and built fire in.
First thing in the morning?
First thing in the morning. And you got your water out of a pump. Mm-hmm. And what was between me and the outside was they had three windows on the north side and they had boarded up one. And you just sat around the stove as close as you could. You took your lunch.
Now, did you live here or did you live up there?
I lived here and I drove. Mm-hmm. My dad left his car for me because we just had the family car. I took them to Little Rock, and there was always somebody passing, but I drove back and forth. And kids came to school, and I'm not saying this, it nearly turned my stomach at what they brought to eat sometimes, but it was poor. They were poor. They'd bring fried squirrel or fried rabbit, and I can't stand it till this day. I've seen so much of it.